And that's our opening. And Dan will no
what
longer
is
be
it?
On.
Jeff, when are you going to fucking edit one of these? Huh? Smart
Never.
Guy? You fat fuck. Cancel the pod.
All right, welcome to the show today. This was bad. This was a bad day for football. The Bengals are the Bengals again.
They're heading to London.
Oh, good. Maybe
never mind. They won't come back.
Maybe they won't come back.
Yeah.
How are things with
the Jags? Are bad too.
The Brits, are they? We have a good relationship with them still, or are they still pissed off at that whole revolution thing? Because maybe they'll capture the team and won't let them out. Hold them hostage, say. Unless you come back under our rule and let us tax you for tea, then you're not getting your Bengals back.
It's been almost 250 years. I think they can get over it.
I hope they don't make us start drinking warm beer. Ugh.
I hope they don't make us start calling french fries chips. Or chips, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fish and chips.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fried fish fan.
No.
I like fried fish.
You would. You seem like a fried fish guy. That's not a compliment.
I mean,
just saying. You know,
I am a stereotypical Catholic looking guy.
Yeah.
I can smell the communion wine on your breath.
And he's wearing a big Pope hat.
That's the dead giveaway every time. I do like my Pope hats. The one thing the Bengals don't like is offense. So
Or defense.
Or fans.
Special teams are decent.
Yeah. So I was talking about this before the podcast, and I watched maybe 10 minutes of the Bengals game, and I flipped it on. The Jaguars are punting from their goal line. Punted it out. Bengals went 3 and out, and then Huber – I think put it like back on the 1 yard line. I'm like, oh, sweet, that's a good special teams play. Mm-hmm. Then the Jaguars like ran it out and got like out to like the 30 or something. And then I flipped it off and took a nap for the rest of the game. So that's the extent of what I saw. But I saw a really good special teams play on the Bengals part. And
you ran a couple good ones.
Brandon Wilson almost howls one again.
Yeah, he's good.
The game.
Might as well let him run some pass plays out of the backfield at this point.
Yeah, like, I got a question for Witt. Nope. How do you have two kids and still take like a 3 hour nap?
They nap at the same time right now.
Wow, man, that's impressive. Was it a whole house nap? Did everybody take one?
More or less. I think the cat might have been awake for a little bit.
Damn, man, I need to get on that schedule.
Yeah. Telling you what, that Bengals game naps are the best.
Used to be golf.
Yeah.
Now it's Bengals games.
I used to sleep during the 4 o'clock game and then wake up in time for Sunday night football. Mm. And now it's just one big, long, tired period for me.
0-7.
Yes.
All right. So I want to ask you guys this because I struggle with this concept as a fan. At this point, there's nothing the Bengals can do. That's gonna benefit the Bengals from them winning, because let's say somehow miracle they win out and go 9-7, even that's not a guaranteed playoff spot, and there's literally no chance of that happening. I think like we said before, their max is probably 2 wins this season, so they're not gonna help themselves by winning at all.
Which is why they will win.
Can't root for them to lose. Like it feels wrong to me to root for them to lose. And I don't know how to handle that. So I don't know what your guys' thoughts are on the whole, you know, pulling for your team to tank. And not even like, you know, from a team standpoint. Like, I don't think the guys should want to go out there on the team and want to lose. But just from a fan, like, pulling for your team to lose. How do you guys feel about that? Because I struggle with it.
I can't do it. I just assume not watch it at this point.
That's basically what I'm doing.
Because I did. I watched way too much of it, and then I just get mad, and I know what they're doing, and I know, you know, you have Dalton throw three picks in pretty much a four-minute span. His four passes, so he had three of his four passes in a row were picks. And I just angrily walk out of the room, and I don't know why I do it to myself, but I do it every freaking Sunday.
I think to me, and I think this is probably the epitome of being a Bengals fan, but at this point, if they lose, I'm going to be pissed off that they lose. And if they win, I'm going to be pissed off that they're ruining their draft position. And so I don't think there's any scenario of a Bengals game on a Sunday right now that ends with me being happy.
No. What about, like, moral victories? Like, hey, we didn't look that garbage today, but we didn't look
on against draft Seattle. Stock.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe Mixon had 20 yards.
We didn't even have that many today.
No shit, that's why 20 would be a moral victory.
Jeff?
Oh, I got you.
Do you?
I think 16 yards a day, was it?
And 11. I think I'm at the point now, Whit, to answer your question about not rooting for the team, where, like, I try not to get emotionally invested in them. Like, because I was bought in at the beginning of the season. I thought they were, I didn't think especially they were going to be great.
The first game in Seattle, I was like, oh shit, maybe they got something.
I thought they were going to be okay, but now I've checked out, I think, for the season. So I still will watch most of the games, but I try not to get emotionally invested, which means that I don't really need to root one way or another.
Yeah. Because, like, I know we got friends. I think probably specifically Hibachi, who comes to mind, that would probably actively pull for them to lose at this point, just because knowing, like I said, there's nothing they can do to better themselves by winning at this point. So get that high draft position, hope they don't fuck it up in the draft, and then, you know, potentially get a piece that could be a part of the organization for a long time going on to the future. That's best case scenario for them. But
some really good cornerback.
Yeah, or that, tackle.
That's what I'm saying. That's what scares the shit out of me is that they're going to put in Ryan Finley for this last stretch, and he's going to not be great, but he's going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be like, hey, maybe we got something in this guy. We don't necessarily need to use the top two or three pick, whatever they have, on a quarterback. Let's maybe try to get another second round guy and draft for, you know, offensive line, or maybe take the big defensive guy, the defensive end out of Ohio State. I'm blanking on his name right now.
Chase Young.
Yeah. I almost called him Chase Elliott, which is the NASCAR driver. There's Bill Elliott's son.
Probably be very effective as a DN, too.
He hits just as hard as the NASCar, probably.
I think I think Chase Elliott's probably like 5'8", 155 pounds. But
that's probably who they would draft.
Yeah. But that's what scares me is Chase Young would be a great player to have, but he doesn't change the franchise for the Bengals right now. Like, that's Chase Elliott, Jesus Christ, I'm going to do that a lot. So now I hope they don't draft him. Chase Young is the type of guy that gets drafted by a team that, like, fell backwards into a top five spot because, like, when they've got a lot of the pieces, but, you know, they had a terrible season because of injury or whatever.
Like, just that one first-round offensive line pick injury in the offseason that really just, you know, set everything back. But if it wasn't for that, the Bengals would be a very good contender right now, right?
Exactly. That's exactly right. No, but, like, I'm thinking, I'm trying to think of who that team would be this year, necessarily.
I was going to the Steelers, maybe,
or somebody like that. Like, not so much because Ben's going
to
be gone.
God, if he goes to the fucking Steelers, oh, Jesus Christ.
I mean, he's a Buckeye, so he's going to end up in Pittsburgh. That's just how it goes.
I'll kill myself.
But that's what's going to happen is the Bengals are going to pick somebody thinking, if Ryan Finley comes out and plays okay for, you know, a stretch here. And that's assuming Dalton actually gets benched. I don't think it's going to happen. But that's assuming if he gets benched, Ryan Finley shows a little bit of hope and promise, then the way that the Bengals front office is, you know, Duke Tobin and Mike Brown are going to be licking their chops at that next SEC offensive lineman that's there waiting for him. And it's going to be another setback, and they're going to get hurt. And
Tua's hurt, so maybe they want him.
Yeah. I mean, they might as well at this point. And I think he's going to be okay, right? Like, it's just a,
it's a high ankle sprain. Yeah. Ankle sprain.
So it's not no surgery or anything. So he'll be back this year still. So it's not like, that's the other thing. Like, say, you know, and then I'll say this and I'll make my next point about the quarterback situations. But, like, that would be another Bengals thing is pick a guy coming off of a surgery. Like, say Tua needed ankle surgery. And then they still take him with the number one pick. And it's like, and then he just is hampered by this ankle injury the rest of his career. Like, but what I'm worried about, and I don't think it's the case because they're different types of players and they kind of expected it out of this guy for a while. But I am terrified that the Bengals, and I really want them to pick Joe Burrow. Like, I really think he would be, I'd rather have him than Tua, I think.
I agree.
Just because he seems like he's more, although I don't know. I don't know anything about sports anymore, but. He just seems like he would be, you know, I guess maybe a little biased because he's an Athens guy. Mm-hmm. He was originally an OU commit before he just went crazy his senior year and ended up at Ohio State. But somebody on the podcast actually played for his dad at Ohio University. Won't name names, but.
Damn. is
He doesn't like Skyline. That's my one problem with
That's
him.
That's true. He doesn't like Skyline. But. This has the setup of an Akili Smith situation where Akili was just kind of came out of nowhere to be, you know, the
Carson
top
did it though, too.
But Carson was good. Like Carson had
Carson
been,
blew up his senior year.
He did, but
wasn't supposed to be like Heisman. Like,
I think Carson was more of a can't miss prospect than Joe Burrow is though. That's the thing.
No, like, I agree.
And, but Akili Smith was, I don't even remember what his situation was before that year that he just went off. And then it's just like, well, he's the Bengals pick and that he set the franchise back. Granted, the Bengals weren't really primed to win at that point anyway, but I don't know. I don't think it's that situation, but history repeats itself. And I don't think the Bengals have two number one quarterback draft picks in them to be good, like in a day, in a century. And they already wasted that on Carson. So I don't know if they've actually got it in them to make the right pick, if they're in the top one or two picks. But we'll see. I don't know. I'm just – I've never been so, I guess, defeated feeling as a Bengals fan. And we've had some bad years. And this is like –
apathetic sort of.
Right. Yeah, let's not get that argument started again. But
I am the most positive Bengal fan on planet Earth that you'll ever meet, and I am done. Like, I can't. I feel so awful after every game on Sunday. The only positives I can find is, hey, the last three picks they've had, top five, they've got A.J. Green, Justin Smith, and Carson Palmer, so maybe they won't fuck it up. That's the only thing I can think, like, to be positive.
Yeah, but you can
and
also
they've got
say,
a lot
like,
of quarterbacks to select from.
Top five picks they've had are A.J. Green, Justin Smith, and Carson Palmer, look what they've done with all that.
Yeah.
True.
But they do. Nothing. They have a lot of quarter. There's it's a deep quarterback draft, so they've got options.
So they could pick someone else in that, you know, first round. And
that's
then
what
get
scares the hell out of
yeah,
me. Yeah, I know.
It sucks that they have options, but it's nice that they
trade
have
AJ Green.
It's a better
for a
draft
this
year for
and...
quarterbacks than it was last year.
Me and my brother were having that conversation today about what we should do with AJ. And you hate to say it because AJ is fucking a once a generation talent, but they're not going to be decent in his coming years. And at this point, I'd be like, well, good luck somewhere else. We can get a good value for him at this point, probably, even though he's been hampered by injuries the last few years. I would personally, if I was, you know, Duke Tobin, try and get something out of him because you're going to have to pay him in the off season. If he even wants to stay here, I mean, I wouldn't if I was AJ, but
he seems like he
wants
to get
something out of him. I know.
Literally, I don't think they should keep any of their quality players. I think they should trade all of them. Gino should be gone.
Gino was playing.
Giovanni
Dunlap should be gone.
He's locked up paying him $5 million a year and we don't even use him.
Bobby Hart is awesome. He should be gone.
I like Bobby Hart yelling at Andy Dalton today.
Didn't see it.
Dalton was in the pocket.
He got pissed that he didn't step up in the pocket.
Yeah, but literally Bobby Hart was free to stand there and yell at him. So what's that tell you? It's like, if you're not, yeah, it's just, I hate every single one of those offensive linemen. Like, there's
the only one I like is Trey Hopkins, but he sucks at run blocking. Him and John, or what the fuck his name is, John Jerry, are awesome at pass blocking, can't run block to save their lives. Yep. And run blocking's easier. You just run forward and hit somebody.
Yep.
They're fucking awful. Yep. They're so bad at the two most important positions on the field, linebacker and line. They can't protect the middle of the field, and they can't fucking stop Dalton from getting murdered. It's awful. And it's all because of Duke Tobin and the front office, because picks that they've made have fucking just been awful. Oblehi played on the other side of the ball today. Didn't do anything bad.
But he jumped offside.
Yeah, I didn't see that. See, I didn't see all that. But
I laughed when he was,
when he was offside.
Yeah.
I didn't realize he was still in the league, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, we talked about him not long ago.
I saw him
ago.
In the preseason, but I couldn't remember where it was at. I didn't know it was Jacksonville. It's just, it's so defeating because you got a guy like Minshew for the Jags that we talked about it last week. It'd be nice to just be excited about a prospect. Like, that's a guy that, you know, finished top five in Heisman voting, you know, was pretty much cut from the roster at the beginning of the season. Like, didn't know he was going to have a roster spot. Now he's blowing it up in the league. And we have Dalton, who was our franchise quarterback, that just can't seem to get anything done. And it's not all on him, but some of it is at this point.
I wouldn't say Gardner Minshew is blowing it up in the league. I mean, he's had a few good performances.
Just coming onto the scene out of nowhere is what I mean.
If he wasn't, it's more goofy like his character,
good old boy mustache guy. Yeah,
like he'd bad as the Reds were this year, it was nice to see some young names come up that you didn't expect. Like, and with the Bengals, that would be nice, but they don't have anybody that's like that.
Yeah, the
Bengals every player they have
is garbage.
I mean every player they've had that was exciting from last year has regressed.
Yeah,
and
Jesse Bates is awful.
What the hell?
Lawson can't stay on the field. Like Jesse, like I said it last week, Jesse Bates is playing three positions every fucking play because they don't have a linebacker.
And he's not good at any of them.
Like,
well, that's the thing too. Is
Jack of all trades, master of none.
That's right. And then
didn't we cancel Aziz?
Jermaine Pratt. Oh yeah.
His TV like show is called Master.
Sorry, we can't say his name.
Playing terrible, not really his fault, but like every prospect they had from last year has regressed, and it's
Brandon Wilson has been a nice surprise, but it's like that you don't.
But sweet, I see him every like.
Yeah, I was gonna say you don't want your kick returner to be the this.
Dominates on kick return, and you put Erickson back there, and he just fair catches everything. So good job.
Erickson looked like a number one today, though. He had like 100-some yards receiving. Granted, a couple
six
of
catches.
Them were...
Didn't he have like six catches on 14 attempts?
Yeah, something like that. Well, and then either Boyd
Tate
couldn't
wasn't
catch
targeted at all. Yeah, Boyd couldn't catch. Tate wasn't targeted.
My personal favorite on Erickson catches was when Dalton fired a fastball that pretty much almost killed him. And he was like 3 yards from Dalton and wasn't going to get anywhere near the first down. And Dalton threw it 5 yards behind him. I can't stand him anymore, and I'm usually very positive, but
another thing that has been really bad too is they've got three decent tight ends, but between Uzama and Eifert, when they get down in the red zone, like they usually only have one of them in, and today they had Uzama in at one point, and I think he ran a route, but it was like a delay. It wasn't like you should be throwing the ball up into, those guys to go catch those balls. Like they're built for that. They're huge. Yeah. They're like 6'5". They can jump. Eifert was on the field like in regular pass sets and stuff, but he wasn't down in the red zone. Like they got down into the red zone, and I was like, okay, maybe they'll throw one up to Tyler to go up and get. And they ended up getting Mixon on a little like 2 yard out type of thing, but. Yeah, I don't get it. Like, Eifert is not being used. Uzama is not being used. And it's not like they're not getting open. It's not like they're, excuse me, it's not like they're not, you know, making plays when they get the opportunity. They're just not even, there's no plays designed to get, like when you have AJ Green out and now you have John Ross out, Tyler Boyd is, you know, your veteran receiver there. You got some other guys that have been somewhat of a surprise or, you know, been, you know, Alden Tate and what's his name? Erickson today had a decent game. But, like, you got to rely on guys like Eifert when your big guys are out like that, and they're just not doing it, and that's a coaching thing. I just don't get it. Like,
it is, because you look at Green Bay, and Rodgers is throwing to third and fourth string wide receivers.
Yeah,
and had nobody. five touchdowns today.
Yep.
Like, why? Because he's got a good O-line. It's amazing how that happens.
That's making the right play calls with the right, you know, sets.
Their running backs aren't even the best in the league, but they're running the ball effectively.
It's just frustrating.
Like everything about them. And then Zach Taylor is frustrated. I don't know if you guys watched his press conference today, but he basically said they don't have the right leaders on the field. And, you know, it was almost like he was pleading to the front office to get the right players and personnel. And it was kind of nice to see, because Marvin would have never said anything like that.
Yeah, you know, but it's not nice to see, because it's not going to fucking happen.
No, it's not going to happen.
With the ownership.
Yeah.
I'm over Mike Brown.
Me too.
Sell the team.
He's
an avid listener.
I wish he was, because I got some things to say. Just saying. I get a little cranky when I get paper stuck in my teeth. Although I'm good now.
You should kill him.
Eh, I don't think. Don't think that's something we should say.
Yeah, that was.
Nor is something I would do.
We'll cut that.
But yeah,
just thinking about it. Jeff nodded in affirmation.
No, he was just trying to decide if he could sneak off camera for a couple seconds to go get more of those Oreos.
With the Oreos, like,
that's what I was
kind
really
of
thinking.
Oreos.
You're not going to be a fan. They're the Boo ones, the Halloween ones.
Oh, I mean, they taste the same.
Witt's,
my 3-year-old loves them.
Witt's statement is the Daryl Morey tweet of Miller and Sports, where we are going to make you take it down, and we're going to apologize to China/Mike Brown.
Can't wait to hear what LeBron says about it.
LeBron is Jeff.
Good.
He's the owner, guys.
I don't have to change my stance on how I hate it.
He's the owner, guys. He's going to do things the way he wants to.
Jeff, will you please get chosen one or whatever LeBron's got tattooed across his shoulders? Please.
What would mine say instead of chosen one?
Doughy one?
Frozen one.
Frozen.
Like frozen. Where does that rhyme?
Yeah, it doesn't have to rhyme with chosen.
Yeah. Let's see. Chosen, frozen, lederhosen.
I like that one.
You would. You would. So, what else is
Bearcats
going on?
Bearcats are good.
Yeah.
Giving us something to be excited
about. Best football team in Cincinnati.
Holding off Tulsa for a big win. What are they, number 18, you were saying, Dan?
Yep. Yeah. New poll came out, number 18, 5-1, 6-1, something like that. Only losses to the amazing Ohio State Buckeyes, who are climbing the charts. I think they're clocking in at number 3 now.
Yeah, they moved to number 3 this week.
Yep. If they can, I don't know. Wisconsin stumbling this past weekend. Yeah, I don't know. I think that's a bad thing for next week.
I mean, it doesn't do anything to help the Buckeyes, even if it doesn't make Wisconsin, you know, pissed off looking to kind of get back. Like,
yeah,
a loss for them, I mean, it doesn't help the Buckeyes in any way, because if the Buckeyes beat them, they're still a good team, obviously, but it's not as big of a resume builder. And it doesn't help them in the sense that they're competing for a spot in the Big Ten, because they're in different conferences. So, you know, Wisconsin losing doesn't help the big Buckeyes get to the Big Ten championship. So, yeah, it doesn't help any.
But I just kind of meant that, like, you know, Wisconsin might come out pissed off since they kind of stumbled against Illinois.
Yeah, yeah. But
we'll see. Illinois was 30-point underdog, I think, and they ended up winning outright, which is crazy.
Bet you wish you could have made. But nobody would make them.
I'm sure someone did. Yeah.
Wasn't there the... I don't know what I was going to say.
They look good against Northwestern Friday night. Why is Northwestern so bad this year? Like they're basically returning everybody that was on the field last year when they were really good.
Yeah,
I don't understand what happened.
Yeah.
It's funny though.
Mm.
There's Northwestern's one of those teams I just hate.
Jeff almost played football there.
Mm-hmm. But I'm dumb.
Yeah. You're so dumb, dude.
Jesus.
But that's one of those teams that I don't like because of
their alumni.
I think it's Darren Revell, honestly. I really do.
Freeney. But,
yeah.
I don't he's one of those people I'm not exposed to, so I don't hate him. Like I don't listen to his show anymore. I hadn't since probably college. I think I listened to it sometimes or maybe right after college when they were actually decent. But
you know, back when I blogged, I think like a year and a half ago, I'm pretty sure I wrote a blog about how I'm not listening to ESPN radio anymore because it sucks. And I have not listened to ESPN radio since I said that. Like I listen to Mo Egger every once in a while, but as far as like the national radio shows, I don't listen to any of them anymore.
Yep.
Cause I used to listen to Lebatard. I used to listen to Mike and Mike in the morning on my way into work.
I used to listen to Mike and Mike.
I just can't stand any of that stuff anymore.
Yep. I don't think I have. I can't remember the last time I listened to Mike and Mike. Well, obviously it's gone now, but
I'll say, is it still? Do they still
no.
have
anything? Trey and. It's Trey Wingo. Wingo and Golick, I think is what they call it now. Or Golick and Wingo.
But it was, I mean, probably 2011 or 2010 was the last time I actually listened to that. Like, you know, as part of my morning drive or routine or whatever.
Yeah.
And then in the evenings I would listen to, sometimes it would be Jonathan Coachman. Sometimes it would be, what's that other dude's name? It's not Ariel Helwani, because that's the guy from Fox Sports that does UFC stuff. But it's a name. It's a guy like that. What the hell's his name? I cannot think of his name. But he was good. I didn't mind him. And then every now and then, it was when we were living in Columbus, randomly Mo Egger. He would be filling in on just random like midnight episodes of whatever they called that show.
There was a time when I thought Mo was going to go like national because he was getting bigger and bigger gigs.
Yep.
But it just never, I don't know if he stopped pursuing it or he's just happy with his role that he has as like a Cincinnati spokesperson. But I think he's quit climbing the corporate ladder when it comes to iHeartRadio.
Yep.
It's all the kids' fault.
You should make the jump to podcasting.
It's been very lucrative for us.
Oh, yeah.
I'm blanking on this dude. I can't think of his name. Oh, well.
Name's Jeff.
Name's Jeff.
Jeff.
It's not Stu Gatz, but I'm trying to think of the guy's name.
Stu Gatz.
But I don't know. It's not a good time to be a Cincinnati sports fan.
It's never a good time.
NBA starts this week. College will be kicking off here at the sometime in November in a few weeks.
Maybe the Cyclones will be good this year and I'll go to a game or two.
Yeah, let us know.
Pass. Not fun to be Cincinnati sports fans at all.
Nope.
Anyway, are you guys going to London next week?
No. I'm already there now, man.
Ed Nonverk, or Virk, whatever his name is.
Yeah,
I
know Ed, man.
He's usually on SportsCenter, but I think
he got fired on Mike and Mike, didn't he?
He got fired from ESPN for insider sharing or something.
Yeah, he was like giving away like secrets meeting about stuff. Like their
scheduling. Yeah. Uh-huh.
I think he used to do like stuff on the radio. He would fill in on the radio. He was never like a regular guy.
Yeah.
But he's on
that Days In or whatever.
The Zone. Yeah.
The Zone, whatever, however you say it.
The Zone.
Yep. Yep. But yeah, he was, that's right. He did get fired for, I think he was one of the main sources for that one book or whatever that got written, or like the big article that got written about, you know,
the art of the deal.
Yep. The art of the deal. Art of the deal. I love that. That's one of the things in the one, I forget, was it last season or this season of Always Sunny? It was the last season when it was the whole like gum chewing thing. He's like, art of the deal. He's like, art of the deal, man. Art of the deal. But yeah, so now that we figured out who the random guy was that I couldn't figure out who it was, and now that he got fired, and
beautiful.
Maybe he's the one that, you know.
Come full circle.
That's right. And we're back. But I don't know. I have no hopes for London, but every year there seems to be an upset in London. And I don't know that we've gotten a big upset in London yet this year, have we?
Not since 1776.
That was actually not in London.
Right.
But you get it.
That's right. Let's see. The 2019 games this year.
Jeff, we'll explain it to you after the show.
I was surprised that it's still a 1 o'clock game.
Yeah, that was weird also. I thought that was
pisses me off. I was kind of looking at getting it done with. Moving on with my day.
Well, that's the time that I go to Kroger, so I could have skipped it.
So the Raiders beat the Bears, but that's turning out to not be an upset anymore.
Too early for a nap, so I'm glad it's a 1 o'clock game.
Just Panthers beat the Bucks, but I that was the perfect. The Bengals played at the 9:30 London game when we were in the hospital for our first daughter.
Oh yeah,
so it was like we were just chilling. Like, oh, the game's on, so now we got to watch football from 9:30 until the birth, which was in the evening. Like, so it was perfect. I mean, I was comfortable.
Yeah. nice easy Sunday.
It's a nice relaxing Sunday for me. Not for everybody involved, but you know, hospital food and football. But yeah, 1 o'clock game for the Bengals in London, and this will be the game they win too. And just the Rams are kind of skidding. They only scored. Didn't they have like a weird game today too? Or no, that was the Niners only scored six.
Crushed team today.
That's right. It was the 49ers that only scored 6 points against the.
They're going to beat like some random good team. Like,
they're going to beat the Rams. Zach Taylor's going to get his revenge.
Patriots or somebody.
They'll beat the Rams and Patriots this year. That'll be their two wins.
Yeah.
Okay, it will be.
I would actually
be. As long as they don't beat the Dolphins or the.
Brady's just going to have the worst game of his life.
What is the tie? Is it head to head on draft positioning for tiebreakers?
I would assume head-to-head's first. I think it's the same. I mean, it's all the. I think head-to-head is the first tiebreaker as far as like playoffs go, and I think they use the same tiebreakers.
For draft position.
Yeah.
Yes. Just gotta lose to the Dolphins if we're gonna win a game or two. Because although I don't know if Dolphins can win.
I was watching NFL Game Day today, and Michael Irvin was like, "The Bengals and Dolphins are gonna tie."
That would be hilarious. It'd be like. The game, the South Park episode, isn't there like they're both trying to lose the baseball or whatever?
Yeah, they're trying to because they don't want to keep playing
or whatever
T-ball or whatever because they want to keep going on in the tournament.
Yep. I was 16-1. That would be so fucking awesome.
Ooh, they can play an extra game, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Beating a cornfield, Blue Mountain State style.
So, oh well. People have suffered long enough, just like we've been suffering through this Bengals season. So,
I just honestly don't want them to lose every game.
Yeah. Why?
Because I don't want to be 0-for like the Browns were.
We jump in like Yuri?
Jump
in the Ohio River.
I feel so
across the river.
From the Robo Bridge. Stupid saying it because I know I want them to get a high. I want them to get the number one pick, but I don't want them to. I do not want them to lose every game.
Remember how I was talking about that question before? Like, do you want him to lose or?
No, I answered it.
Just change your answer.
I just honestly don't want him to lose every game.
I know what you're saying. But we'll see, man. Whatever it takes to get that number one draft pick.
You heard it here first. Jeff's going to swim across the Ohio River with cinder blocks tied to his feet if they lose every game this season.
And if he keeps talking back.
Yeah. Nice pair of concrete shoes, Jeff. To go swim in the river.
Yep.
Catch you up in the deli.
Yeah. Jeff sleeps with the fishes now.
Jeff, we're not going to make you swim across the Ohio River.
Yeah.
Little Miami. Great Miami, Little Miami.
I was saying, no.
Little Miami is like up to his ankles.
Great Miami is like right down the street. Let's do that one.
It's like the Hawking River in Athens right now. You can see it. Like you can see the bed. It's like
it used to be the best in the summer in Athens when it would actually rain and we would go fish on the Hawking.
Do we ever fish on the Hawking?
I did.
Bryce. I fished at Stroud's and then that other random Lake Snowden or whatever.
Yep.
With JJ.
All those memories that we had that only you had, Jeff. Those were good times.
Bye.
All right. Who day?
See you later, G Money.
Everybody.
Thanks for listening. Appreciate you listening, G Money.
He's not listening to this shit anymore. He knows better.
Thanks, T Ben.
Hey, we'll see you guys in 2 or 3 weeks.
Thanks, Katie.
Thanks, Katie and James. And shout out to our fans. Thanks.
And everybody, come watch Jeff drown. In mid-January.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks, Whitty's wife.
We need witnesses. So, what are you thinking, her?
Easy, Jeff. All right. Now he's definitely going to take a trip to the bottom of the river.
Fill your lungs with cement.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool, actually.